Dream on, dreamer. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and lay not our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. Genesis chapter 37, verse 26 to 27. The story of Joseph, a young man, 17 years old, completely adored by his father, and yet despised by his siblings. His father made him a colorful coat, and his brothers wore plain clothes. He would always tell his father about the irrational behavior of his brothers. His brothers were upset at him, and soon after, Joseph started having dreams that he would one day rule over his brothers. He had these dreams a lot and shared them with his brothers. This caused them to hate him even more. One day, they devised a plan to kill him, but one of his brothers intervened with a plan that appeared to be a lesser evil. "Let's sell him instead," he said. His brothers agreed. So Joseph was sold as a slave. They took his colorful coat and dipped it in blood to frame his death as an explanation to their father. Joseph went through hardship, including wrongful imprisonment, but eventually he went on to becoming the prince and then the king of Egypt. When his brothers were going through a famine, Joseph was there to feed them. Thank God for his evil brothers. Without them, Joseph could not be king. Dear Lord, help someone to understand that people who hate you for sharing your dreams will only love you if you start to share your nightmares. They are not purpose-driven, and consequently, they are looking for someone to pity. They often like to hear about the misfortunes of others just so that they can feel content about the stagnancy of their own lives. A body of water that is stagnant begins to stink after a while. Such is the odor of a hater's behavior towards dreamers. So before you think it's isolated to you, it's not just you. Many people have gone through similar struggles, but they have made it. Never mind dream killers. They can't really kill your dreams. And here is why. Your dream is God-given. And God put you in an environment where there was just enough negativity to highlight the positive things in you. He put you in a place that was so dark that the light in you shined brighter than the sun. By selling you out, all the opposition did was give you a free ticket towards the place where God intended for you to be. That is the place where your dream will become a reality. So quit complaining, because you're not rejected. You are just reserved. So take your free ticket to your destiny and prepare to feed those who fed you to the wolves. See, what you don't know is the people who sold you out did you a big favor. Without them, you wouldn't even know that you were worth being purchased. Do yourself a favor. Take a look at the reverse side of your price tag. You see that? What does it say? It says, priceless. See, had they known how valuable you really were, they would have kept you. Then again, how would you have known that life could be so much better without them? Now that that's over, get ready. Because those people who betrayed you are on the way. So are you ready to give them what they rightfully deserve? Get the biggest sharp knife you can find. Make sure you dress for the moment. What you are about to do has never been done before. As they pull up to your driveway, turn the lights off, and hide behind the door. As soon as they come through the door, jump out from behind the door, turn the lights on, and say, I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve. Lock the door in case they try to run. Tie them up and put a blindfold on their eyes. Then drag them to the kitchen with the music so loud, the neighbors won't even be able to hear them scream. Then slowly turn the music down. Remove the blindfold and loose the ties. Enjoy the look of confusion on their face as they read the banner that says, thank you for all you've done for me. Oh yeah, tell them, never mind this knife. This is just for cutting the turkey on the table. Tell them, you can wipe your eyes now. Wipe those tears. This is how I tell you thanks for everything you've done. Moreover, get yourself together. It's bad manners to cry at a dreamer's table. When they begin to ask, is it Thanksgiving? That's when you reply, Thanksgiving? Why should we have to wait until Thanksgiving if I'm thankful right now? I'm thankful because without you, my dream would still just be a dream. But because of you, it is a reality. So the next time you see someone that tried to stop you from fulfilling your dream, tell them thank you. Tell them you meant it for my bad, but God turned it around for good. Thanks to you, I'm no longer a dreamer. I am a legend. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Quote by Martin Luther King Jr.